I'm in school. I'm a student. As long as apostle here, I'm a career student. I just thought y'all should know. I hope y'all have the same heart. Because you can't separate from this and keep growing. Got to stay connected. Honor your father. You ready? Well, good evening and welcome. My, God is so good. Let's quickly pray. Father, we're so thankful. We're so thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he accomplished on our behalf in his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. And the Bible says when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Gave some to be apostles and some to be prophets and some to be evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And we know the purpose now for which he gave them. But we want to thank you for our apostle. You know, I believe in the ministry of the apostle. I believe that he's first in rank. He's first in place. He's first in time. He's first in order. It is the way the Lord Jesus Christ built his church. So I thank you for the privilege of being in the midst of one of the greatest men ever born of a woman and placed in the planet Earth, that I should meet him and my life could be different. Our lives can be different. So we appreciate him and we honor him. And I'm in agreement. Let him be the first billionaire. Yeah. The world got their billionaires. May you raise him up and may the church celebrate him for the true gift that he is. In Jesus' name, amen. Chapter 3 of Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy. And we're going to talk tonight about the gift of prophecy. Are you listening? Okay, let's go, sir.
The concept of Old Testament prophecy.
The concept of Old Testament prophecy.
There are two Hebrew words.
There are two Hebrew words.
That are used to describe the function of prophecy.
That are used to describe, notice what he says, the function of prophecy.
Mm-hmm. One describes human activity.
The first Hebrew word describes human activity.
And the other describes divine activity.
And the other describes what? Divine activity. Now, in order, whenever you have human activity meeting divine activity, you have the natural meeting the super, so you get the supernatural. Y'all got that? Okay, go ahead, sir.
The prophetic message is both the words of the prophet.
See, the prophetic message, I love this. The prophetic message is both the word of the prophet and
words of the Lord.
And the word of the Lord. In other words, when God is speaking through you, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Huh? It becomes so real to you. I'm going to have to go here now. It's not as if God is speaking. That's not a good statement. God is speaking. Are you listening? God told Moses, one of his servants, he said, I'm going to put words in your mouth that you're going to speak to the people. And Moses said, well, God, I'm not an eloquent speaker. Use my brother Aaron. And God did not want to use Aaron. He wanted Moses, his prophet, to be his mouthpiece. But then God told Moses, okay, then what I'm going to do then, because I'm not talking to Aaron. Aaron ain't a prophet.
Yeah, come on, Sam. That's right.
But I'm going to put words, watch this now, in your mouth so you can give to Aaron.
Yes, sir.
And when you put those words in Aaron's mouth, you're going to be a God to him. And Aaron going to be your prophet to whoever you, y'all, this is how God operates, children. Are you listening? So that's why when Apostle Thompson is talking to us, we got to get past the shell and receive him as a real apostle that God put words in his mouth to speak to us. Oh, Jesus. Go ahead, sir.
Naba. Human activity. To bubble up and gush forth or to pour forth.
Naba, that's the Hebrew word. It means what now?
To bubble up and gush forth.
It means to bubble up. It means to gush forth.
Or to pour forth.
Or it means to pour forth.
reflects the influence of the Holy Spirit.
It reflects the influence of the Holy Spirit
upon the human personality.
Upon that, I like that. Upon the human personality
and spirit.
And spirit.
Until a message bubbles up.
Until the message bubbles up.
Gushes forth.
And gushes forth.
And pours out of the prophet's lips.
And pour out of the prophet's lips.
Like a mighty river.
Like a mighty river. Now understand this. Always never forget this. And that's one thing I love about Apostle. See, because as he's training us, I want y'all to understand I've been around him for a long time. And one of the things he will do is he always tell you, maintain your uniqueness. Now, why is that important? God ain't trying to make a clone. God wants to use your temperament, your personality. He don't want you to, you understand that?
Yes, sir.
So that's why you got to have real fathers. Real fathers reach in and bring out the best in their sons and daughters. Go ahead, sir.
The anointed message stirs the heart.
The anointed message stirs the heart.
Of the man.
Of the man.
Causing his heart to respond towards God.
Causing his heart to respond towards God.
To express God's feelings.
To express God's feelings.
Thoughts and words.
Thoughts and words. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, they got some stuff in the Bible y'all have not heard preached yet. But God told one prophet, I want you to marry a prostitute. So Israel can know how I feel. Talk to me up in here. Now you see, and that's why you have to know the whole Bible. See, God wants us to know how he feel.
Yes.
Amen. Go ahead.
Natav. Divine activity.
That's N-A-T-A-F. I don't know if it's pronounced right, but that talks about divine activity.
To drop.
It means to drop.
To fall as drops of rain.
To fall as drops of rain.
Reflects the prophetic message.
That reflects the prophetic message.
As a direct result of divine activity.
As a direct result of divine activity.
Coming from God, the source of life.
Coming from God, who is the source of all life. Yes,
sir. Divine activity.
Divine activity.
Sets the motion for human activity.
Divine activity precedes or sets in motion human activity.
Prophecy is not a product of human deduction or reasoning.
See, prophecy is not a product of human deduction or human reasoning or human intelligence. It's not coming out of the human soul, not if it's prophecy. And we're going to deal with that. Because a lot of people are talking about they're prophesying. Go ahead, sir.
Prophecy is one that starts out within the heart.
Prophecy is one that starts out within the heart.
And mind of God.
And mind of God. It starts out in the heart and in the mind of God. See, the scriptures say, who had known the mind of God? Well, nobody until God reveals his mind. See, we have God's mind. We have God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord of hosts. But God didn't say I couldn't know his thoughts. He just said my thoughts are not yours. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it says we have the mind of Christ. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Here, put it this way, Dr. Walker. All words contain thoughts. It engages your soul. Every word spoken engages your soul. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So God wants you to know. You can know me by the way I think, by the words that I speak.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Be the process of Old Testament prophecy.
The process of Old Testament prophecy.
1 Samuel 9, chapter 9, verse.
1 Samuel 9, 9.
Two Old Testament words.
Roi.
And Chuzza. Both mean seer.
And are synonyms for the word prophet.
The word seer is descriptive of the receptive function.
The word seer is descriptive of the receptive function. Y'all know why I'm doing that, right? He tried to get it all in. I told you, quit preaching. Just read. Go ahead, sir.
Refers to man's ability to see.
Say it again.
refers to man's ability
it refers to man's ability to see
into the spirit realm,
to hear and receive God's message.
He is able to have access. Into the realm of the spirit. To tap into revelation knowledge. And the unfolding of God's plans and purposes.
For his people. Read.
The word prophet. Is descriptive. Of the communicative.
Function
refers to man's ability to communicate. What God is saying or wants to say. To his people.
To the people present. Y'all get that?
Yes.
See, when God want to communicate something to you, he needs a mouthpiece.
Right.
Are you listening?
Yes,
now, today, you know, you have to be able to differentiate how God worked under the old covenant versus the new covenant. Under the old covenant, God used the prophet as the mouthpiece. Mm-hmm. Are you listening?
Yes.
Huh? And they got one day they said, Moses, we don't want to hear you. We want God to talk himself. God said, no problem. Tell him come to the mountain. Y'all read your Bible. You'll see these things. These things are not written there for decoration.
Right.
God showed up on that mountain. Boom. They say, Moses. I think we're ready to hear you. Because fire and smoke came off that mountain.
Yeah.
All right, I just want y'all to know. So be careful when you tell God, I don't want to listen to Apostle Thompson, I'm going to hear you. God said, okay. Are you listening? I know all of us have the Holy Spirit, children. But here's what you need to understand. You can have the Holy Spirit, but you have to be developed and trained. Are you listening? Because the Holy Spirit will lead you to your leader. Not away from him.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes,
okay, go ahead.
The ability to administrate the word. Is clarity and wisdom. That's
Proverbs 15 and 2.
Only after the word is properly delivered. Does God hold the hearers. Responsible and accountable.
Accountable. See, this generation don't want to be responsible nor accountable. They just want the blessing part. Are you listening? And that has to change. Go ahead, sir.
Man must learn how to tune into proper reception. Of God's word. By training his own spirit. To become spiritually sensitive. The concept of New Testament prophecy.
Now, you had Old Testament. Now we have the concept of New Testament prophecy. Prophetail means to prophesy.
To speak for another.
Or
to be his spokesman or mouthpiece.
Foretelling.
Foretelling are all part of the prophetic flow. Because of this.
The misconception of all who prophesy are prophets.
Came into existence.
Now y'all understand that, huh? Because people think because they got a little prophecy, that make them a prophet. Lord help you. I say, Lord, help you.
Yes, sir.
One thing we must all understand, and that's why I try to caution people. You better be very careful when you start telling people God called you to be something.
Amen.
Because here's what we all need to know. The proof is in the eating of the pudding. I believe this. The Bible said the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. There's no office. Or put it another way, there's no ascension gift that's called by the head of the church, that he doesn't equip to carry out the function.
Amen.
So you can go to www.becomeanapostle.com. Amen. That don't make you one. And, you know, I share this because, you know, it's dear to me. One day I went to bed, and the next Monday I woke, I should have said Sunday night. Monday I got up, and everybody in my city was an apostle. But remember, apostles are not apostles by the will of man, nor by men. And I love how Apostle did that tonight. Paul, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. Are you listening? I love the way Paul talked. He said, I certify to you, brethren, that the gospel that I preach is not after man. For I was not taught it by man. Talk to me. I didn't learn it from a man. Hello, somebody. I believe Paul was to be the next apostle to replace Judas. But they took a vote. You don't vote on apostles. You don't vote on prophets. You don't vote on evangelists, pastors, nor teachers. They are callings that come from the head of the church. And he only trained 12 apostles when he was in the earth realm. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
He trained those men to be apostles.
Yes, sir.
He ordained them to be apostles.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. So only the head of the church can do that.
Amen.
It's an appointed office, not an elected office.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Establishing a workable concept.
Establishing a workable concept.
The New Testament prophet.
The New Testament prophet.
Has the ability to hear or receive.
Have the ability to hear or to receive.
Directly from God.
Directly from God.
Into his spirit.
Into his spirit.
And not his mind.
And not his mind.
Has the ability to discern.
He has the ability to discern.
And respond rightly to word.
And respond rightly the word.
Of God's received.
Of God received.
He deciphered.
Oh, I think you need to read that again. That don't make, not making a whole lot to me. Go ahead, say it again. Now take your time. No, start from the beginning.
Has the ability to discern.
Has the ability to discern.
And respond rightly.
And to respond rightly.
The word of God received.
The word of God received. Okay. Huh? Rightly to the word of God received. See, when something don't, you know. See, I go through this stuff, y'all. Okay, ask them. When you're reading the Bible for me, you better make sure you don't miss no words. Go ahead, read, sir.
He deciphers the word accurately.
He deciphers the word accurately.
He needs to develop the wisdom.
He needs to develop the wisdom.
To communicate the word received.
To communicate the word received.
To the people present.
To the people present. Come on.
Definition of New Testament prophecy.
The definition of New Testament prophecy.
Simplest definition of prophecy.
The simplest definition of prophecy.
To speak on behalf of God.
Is to speak on the behalf of God.
The divinely inspired.
The divinely inspired.
An anointed utterance.
An anointed utterance.
Received for the people present.
Received, notice it keeps on talking about for the people present. God wants to talk to his people.
Yes,
go ahead, sir.
Speaking in tongues is a supernatural utterance.
Now, speaking in tongues, on the other hand, is a supernatural utterance.
In an unknown tongue.
Notice that. In an unknown tongue. Now, unknown to you.
Right.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
That's speaking in tongues.
Yes, sir.
It's a utterance in an unknown tongue to the person speaking. Yes, go ahead, sir.
So prophecy is supernatural utterance.
But prophecy is supernatural utterance.
In a known tongue.
In a known tongue. Ain't no sense of me come up. All right, go ahead. We'll talk later. Go ahead.
It is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
It is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
And not that of the human mind.
And not that of the human mind. See, prophecy is of the Holy Spirit. Are you listening? And it's not a product of the human mind. The Holy Spirit will only give you the words that the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father give him to speak.
Amen.
St. John chapter 16, I don't have time to go to all these scriptures directly. Jesus say, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will lead and guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of himself. Mm-hmm. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
He will only speak and reveal and show you what the Father and the Son wants to communicate unto you. Mm-hmm. Jesus in St. John chapter 16 told those 12 men, apostles whom he had trained, there are many things that I have yet to say unto you, but you are not able to bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, I'll be able to communicate with you in another dimension, in another realm, because the Holy Spirit will become to you what I am to you. Because right now, if you can receive this, the Holy Spirit is here with you. Amen. The Holy Spirit is talking to you. Amen. But there's coming a day he's going to get in you.
Amen.
Go ahead, sir.
Human will and faith.
Human will and faith
are active in prophecy.
Are active. The human will and faith are active in prophecy. You must trust that you're hearing from God and have the boldness to speak it forward.
Yeah.
Don't worry, if God told you, him back it up. So you can't be talking about I'm gonna be embarrassed. I say stuff to people. I had one young man recently. Oh Lord have mercy. He came to me and told me his boss was gonna lay him off. I'm just trying to show you how this stuff works. Are you listening? And since being in class, you don't have no operation.
Right.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Young man came to me and said the boss told him he gonna lay him off. And I looked at that man, I said, you go tell that man that God said he's under judgment because he's gotten away with this too many times. Are you listening? Amen. I'm just telling you what I told him. I say, go tell him the prophet from the city of Gretna said, you under judgment. Well, the young man didn't do it. Thank you for your enthusiasm. So he comes back to church the next time and I'm ministering the word. God say, ask him, did he go do what you told him? So I asked him, he said, no, because he said, I told my wife, if I go tell my boss what my pastor just told me, he might fire me on the spot. I said, God said to go tell him. Well, he went and told the man. Y'all want to know what happened? He broke down crying. The boss broke down crying. Are you listening? He said, hold up, I'm going to go get this straight. He ran upstairs, got it straight, came back and told the young man, no, we're not firing you. As a matter of fact, we're going to give you a raise. I've seen Apostle Thompson speak in men's lives. And it come exactly as God had said. That's the reason why I'm trying to show you. See, prophecy is speaking words in a known tongue directly from God.
Yes.
Are you listening? Yes. Now, I might get a little bit ahead, but you need to understand that. Paul said, versus you speaking in tongues, in an unknown tongue,
yes,
edifying just your own self,
yes,
I'd rather that you prophesy.
Yes,
are you listening?
Yes,
because prophecy edifies, exhorts, and comforts the whole church.
Wow.
Are you listening?
Yes.
But just speaking in tongues, do that to you, the individual believer.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes.
So now prophecy can be a dime, 10 cents. You have a silver dime? All right. That's prophecy. Are you listening? But there's something in the word of God called tongues, or divers kinds of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. Are you listening?
Yes.
Now, divers kinds of tongues, speaking in unknown tongues. Are you listening? Divers kinds, many different languages, but the interpretation of tongues come from the Spirit. Are you listening?
Yes. Yes.
Well, divers kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues is equivalent to what? A dime. Two nickels equal one dime. So that's why when you are praying in tongues and an unknown tongue especially, you should ask God, you should pray that you interpret.
Yes.
Why would God tell you to pray that you interpret? So you can do what? Prophesy. Come on, children. But if nobody never taught you to do that, you just go around speaking in tongues, getting happy. Go ahead, sir.
Human will and faith are active in prophecy.
Human will and faith are active in prophecy.
The human intellect and reasoning.
The human intellect and reasoning
are not the source of prophecy.
They are not the source of prophecy. Do you get that? Okay, go. Now, oh, Lord, I don't have time. Go ahead. Keep moving.
Important enough to convert it. Prophecy is the most important of Prophecy is the most important of the inspirational vocal gifts.
Prophecy is the most important of the inspirational gifts. Come on.
Prophecy is the doorway for all other gifts.
Prophecy, notice that, is the doorway for all the other gifts.
Is a medium through which all other gifts will
flow. It is the medium through which all other gifts will flow.
Apostle Paul challenged us to earnestly desire
or to covet
spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy.
But especially that we may prophesy. That's 1 Corinthians chapter number 14 all day. Read.
The entire chapter of Corinthians 14 has been set aside.
The entire chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, have been set aside.
For the care and proper employment of the vocal gifts.
For the care and the proper employment of what? The vocal gifts. Go ahead.
The scriptural purpose of prophecy.
I'll let him get away with that. Okay, go ahead.
The function of prophecy is vital to the spiritual growth.
Is vital to the spiritual growth
of both the individual.
Of both the individual.
As well as the church.
As well as the church.
There are five major purposes of prophecy.
To
edify the church.
Number one, to edify. What does the word edify mean? To build up. Go ahead.
1 Corinthians 14:4. Prophecy edifies not only the spirit.
Prophecy does not only edify the spirit.
Also the mind of men.
It also edifies what? The mind of men. Now I need to park here so I can show you something. That's why if you constantly speaking in an unknown tongue, are you listening? And there's no interpreter.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening? Yes. You frustrate a person because they don't understand what the hell you're saying.
That's right.
So we have a lot of people in church y'all Greek up in here, what? And so we get all, that's not being spiritual. God is intelligent.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
He wouldn't put all this in his word if we couldn't do it.
Yes, sir.
I'm challenging you not to just speak in tongues any longer, but rather desire that you may prophesy.
Amen.
For the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All prophecy is to glorify the head of the church,
yes,
not to show how spiritual you are.
Yes,
go ahead.
Prophecy is for the building up of the believer's church.
Read.
To exalt the church. 1 Corinthians 14:3. In exhorting his people. God is impressing upon us.
To arise and to get back into his purposes.
And to keep moving forward in them.
Back to God's original plan. God's original agenda.
Yeah.
Are you listening? Go ahead.
To comfort the church. 1 Corinthians 14:3.
What you chewing on, gum or something, bro?
I had them on.
Okay. All right. Well, because you sound, we can tell. Okay. All right. Go ahead, read.
Prophecy causes us to realize.
That God is speaking. Prophecy causes us to realize that God is speaking. Do you hear that?
Yes,
see, that's why we got to have real men of God today. That when they say something, God performs it.
Yeah.
Are you listening? And see, I don't have no coot about nothing I say when I hear from God. I ain't trying to save face with you.
Amen.
Because when God speaks and you know it's God, there's a boldness that come upon you.
Amen.
You ain't no such thing as speaking and it don't come to pass. That don't even exist. When God speaks, it's already done.
Amen.
God done already worked it out.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Prophecy also reveals the nature of the one who is speaking from above.
The nature of God who is speaking through us from above.
To convict and to convince.
It is also to convict. Prophecy is also to convict and to convince.
Prophecy has convicting and convincing influence.
Prophecy have both convicting and
convincing
influence
upon non-believers
and ungifted believers.
Those who do not have the manifestation of tongues.
That's those who don't have the manifestation of speaking in tongues. Well, so many people don't have it because they've been taught it's not necessary. Are you listening? They thought they got all the Holy Spirit they needed upon the new birth. So they don't understand the difference between being born of the Spirit and being filled with the Spirit. Are you listening? Go ahead, sir.
Prophecy is in the known language.
Prophecy is in the known language
of the people present.
Prophecy is in the known language of the people present. Go ahead.
They understand its content.
They understand the message's content.
And therefore respond to the message given.
They
will be convicted by all the prophecies. They will be called to account by all the prophecies.
Hebrews 4:12.
They will fall on their face and worship God.
Y'all know what Hebrews 4:12 say. For the word of God is quick. That's alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Watch this, piercing, even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. But this is what he was getting to. And is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. That ain't talking about your spirit. That's talking about what's going on in your head. That's why I told y'all when Jesus functioned in ministry, he functioned in all nine manifestations of the Spirit. So when Jesus would be in a place teaching us something, he could perceive what people were thinking. He could perceive their thoughts. Well, how could he do that? Because he had the Holy Spirit who knows all things, revealing their thoughts to him. Go ahead, sir.
They will fall on their face and worship God. Prophecies not only bring understanding to the mind.
But
also edification to the spirit. They will acknowledge that God is certainly among us. They will testify to the presence of Jesus in our midst.
That's the true purpose of prophecy. Go ahead.
That all may learn. Prophecy opens a new realm of learning.
Go ahead.
There are five important lessons we learn. In the process of prophesying. One.
Learning to respond to the inner working.
And stirring
of the Holy Spirit.
Learning to become accustomed to the Holy Spirit's way. Of communicating. Learning to receive a direct word from the Holy Spirit. Into our spirit.
Learning to discern.
What we are hearing on the inside. Of our spirit and mind.
That's why it's important to get the soul trained.
Yes, sir.
So it can connect with what's coming up.
Yes.
So your mind won't be talking about, is that God, is that me, or is that the devil? Go ahead. Learning the excitement.
And the ecstasy of being open channels for God's use. Okay, that's the end of chapter 30.
Okay. No, you're not. How much time on that clock?
6 minutes and 27 seconds.
Okay. Enjoy your night. Well, you see, I finished chapter 3. Okay. Read chapter 4. Remember that you have an exam next week. That's why I didn't want to go into another chapter, because you're going to have the introduction to the book, chapters 1, 2, and 3. Are you listening? That's going to be covered on your exams. You will have a study guide to assist you. I'm expecting you all to do well. Are you listening? Now, make sure you read chapter 3 real good. I might give you a bonus question. So you might have a 95 and end up with 100. But you will have to have read. All right? Chapter number 3. Okay. All right. Y'all enjoy a great night.